Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:38, this is KDKA Radio. I'm Larry Richard, John Shumway on vacation, and visiting with me now on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, he is the founder of the Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh, John Shulkoski. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Through the playoffs with the Penguins, you brought us a lot of great hockey news and information, and there's such a deep root of the sport here, but the same is true for baseball.
Yeah, people assume that when the Pirates started, you know, in 1887 or even 1882, that was the beginning of baseball, but it's not. Now, Pittsburgh has had a baseball history since before the Civil War, all the way back to 1860. First games were being played in the same place where they're being played today, in Old Allegheny City, in the original Exposition Park, but games have been played in that general area for over 150 years.
On your Facebook site, I saw those old pictures of Exhibition Park, and there was once even a horse racing track there. And I thought, man, yeah. So it kind of fits that we have those two stadiums for baseball and football because it goes all the way back to the beginning.
It really does. All that sports history in Pittsburgh really began right there in Northside and in Allegheny City. And it was such a deep roots of baseball history. And the facts with Pittsburgh baseball are mind-blowing. I mean, there's still records that people set back in 1902 and stuff that still hold to this day.
I want to congratulate you. Best local historian with a different day job. Pittsburgh Magazine's Best of the Burg, over 100,000 followers now. That's third of the population of the city of Pittsburgh. Congrats, John.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And continue to do more. And I got big plans ahead, so it's exciting.
Well, it's going to be a beautiful night for baseball. The Reds are in town. The weather's absolutely perfect. And here at KDK Radio, we have a direct link to baseball history and the Pirates.
You sure do. So, you know, of course, KDK being the very first commercial radio station with their first broadcast there in November of 1920. Soon after, they were looking for things to do. So Harold Arlen, who was the announcer at the time, decided to set up a little booth at Forbes Field and broadcast of the game there on August 5th, 1921, which became the very first broadcast of any sport ever in the history of planet Earth.
I think that is amazing.
Think about it. I mean, Harry Carey, right? Bob Prince goes right back to Harold Arlen, Forbes Field, 1921.
But we have a picture of Harold here at the station, and he was, for those that don't know, like the Lindbergh of broadcasting. He was the first full-time announcer.
Yeah, and in fact, during that game, I mean, there was no commercial interruptions or anything, and he was even quoted saying, like, I didn't know I had to talk between pitches. Like, and he wasn't sure when that game was going on, he wasn't sure if he was just talking to an empty vacuum or if anybody was even listening. I mean, it was just kind of sitting there reporting the game, trying to think of some kind of creative way to tell it, and really became the birth of sports broadcasting right here in Pittsburgh.
You have some other baseball notes, including what about Babe? But not the Babe we might be thinking of right off the top of our heads.
Everyone assumes that there's only one Babe that played baseball, I guess you could say. Babe Ruth was born in 1896, I believe, or the 1890s. There was another player, a player for the Pittsburgh Pirates named Babe Adams. What makes him unique, and he was just as great. I mean, he was our star pitcher. In fact, the rookie pitcher for the 1909 World Series was also the very first rookie to ever pitch a shutout in the World Series and win Game 7. He later went on to win the 1925 World Series with the Pirates as well. He still, today, holds the record for those career shutouts. With 47 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's how incredible of a record that he still holds on to. But Babe Adams was an incredible pitcher, and total strikeouts were 1,036. He was no joke.
Didn't Babe Ruth play his last game at Forbes Field?
He did, 1935, when he was playing for Boston at the time he came back, and he hit his last home run right here, and he hit it over the wall, Forbes Field. And he was the first person to do it back in that time period. Back then, it was more of like an infield game. They called it dead era baseball, so it was rare for you to hit a home run. Oz Wagner's accomplishment, he is one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. All people remember him from is just his baseball card. Even Babe Ruth himself said that Oz Wagner's the best player in the game.
A big anniversary goes way back to 1749.
One of my favorite tales is this tale about this man who who used to go by one name, like Cher or, you know, something like that. His name was Celeron. Celeron de Blainview. And he was a man who was sent by France to explore the western Pennsylvania and the Ohio River and the Allegheny Rivers and kind of see where they go. And he decided to come here through Pittsburgh in 1749. It's one of the earliest accounts we have of Pittsburgh from that time period. During this journey, they buried these lead plates on the ground along the Allegheny River, claiming all the land of the name of France. One was found, believe it or not, Washington, PA, many years ago. The one here in Pittsburgh has never been found. Now, he buried two of them in the location. One was in a place called Shanapinstown, which is today's Lawrenceville, and the other was in Ambridge. The Ambridge one might still be there. So I'm currently with an investigation looking for it.
I love this stuff. John Schulkoski, founder of The Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh on Facebook, and now Best Historian. John, have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too, Larry.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.